The Firebird in front of the Beckler Museum uptown has a new neighbor. A large outdoor installation took residence this week on the terrace of the Mint Museum next door. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia checked out the new work and spoke to the artist behind it.
This rainy week in Charlotte was a tough one to install an outdoor piece of art. From the street level, a crane pulled up the pieces that make up Thicket, which is about 4,000 pounds. Its creator is Santa Fe, New Mexico-based artist Tom Joyce.
And it was raining, too, so we were all imagining, good gosh, you know. Yeah. But it worked. It worked very well.
Standing at 7.5 feet, the work has a definite presence. Step back, and the piece made of cast iron and stainless steel takes on a cube-like shape. The closer you get, the more detailed it is. Up close, it looks like a spiky metal snowball that's somewhat woven together.
With any three-dimensional piece of work, you want to be able to view it both as compellingly up close as from far away. And this piece does require standing back at a certain point to be able to see the order of it, as well as the complexity that you experience when you're up close to it.
Joyce has a background in blacksmithing, and it definitely comes out in this piece. There are 11 clusters of iron heads of hammers, or nuclei as he likes to call them. 110 stainless steel rods jet through the clusters. And here's the really cool part about this piece. The unseen force of physical tension is the glue that holds it all together.
It wasn't until I actually started assembling the individual rods that I realized it was going to really work. I mean, there's always a risk factor whenever you design something that hasn't been realized before. And I liked that, too, the kind of anxiety that comes from treading new water. I think it's important.
Joyce says he used a combination of old and modern techniques for this creation.
The original hammer was CT scanned at the hospital to come up with a three-dimensional model that then I could rearrange and multiply into these 10 forms. And then the casting was accomplished with using that 3D model. Then that was sent to a 3D printing company that is known for printing sand.
And there's another element that will influence how the public will interact with this art, one we couldn't experience on this particularly dreary day. Reflections of sunlight will hit the sculpture, creating shadows, and another image for the public to view up close. Admission to the Mint this weekend will be waived so the public can get a closer look at Joyce's work on the terrace and also celebrate the Mint's 5-year anniversary in Uptown. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Uptown.